Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Jermaine Briggs, and I just thought that I would record a audio accompaniment, if you will, a companion, I mean, to this post here, because Carolyn had a question here, and since it's so easy these days with the power of the internet to just pick up my cell phone and then record something and give you the link through a site called cinch.blogtalkradio.com, if you want to do it, it's very easy, cinch. Like, wow, that's a cinch, you know, C-I-N-C-H dot blogtalkradio.com. So basically what this lesson is doing, all I'm doing is playing the same group of chords all the way up the piano. Okay, so I'm going to read it here. It's the C major scale with seven chords. Because basically if you put C on your bass and then you put E, B, and E on your right hand, pretty much you're playing the shell of the seventh chord, or at least all the important notes. You don't really have to play that G. Normally the C major seven chord is C, E, G, B. We're just taking out the G, we're putting E and B on our right, and we're doubling up on the E, okay? Putting C on our bass. Now the only difference, now let me play this on the piano. So I got, oops, let me turn that up. So I have that on my right hand, and I'm just like improvising this whole thing. Let me make sure I have a good setting. I don't like that. It's too much echo. I don't like that either. Oh, well. It's, okay, there we go. So there's the E, B, and E. And here's C on my bass. So all I'm going to do is take those notes all the way up the scale. So instead of E, B, and E, and C on the bass, next I'm going to play F, C, F. So F, C, F on the right hand, and D on the bass. And that's the shell of the D minor 7 chord. So we got, I mean, so basically I'm just playing the shell of these chords, the same pattern all the way up. So E, B, E, C on the bass. F, C, F, D on the bass. G, B, G, E on the bass. A, E, A, F on the bass. B, F, B, G on the bass. C, G, C, A on the bass. D, D, A, D, I'm sorry, D, A, D, B on the bass. And we're back. Okay, now let me go back over to my computer because I think I talked about something else. I did this blog so long ago, this particular post, I almost have to remind myself. Okay, then I said here, no, you don't even have to play the two E's on the end each time. Just alternate between the B and A. You will have to do this with every chord below. Simply alternate the second finger with the white note right next to it. So what I meant by that is that you go from, see this E, B, E? You alternate with A. So you go, so that B in the middle of your right hand, you go B, A, B, while holding down the other notes. So it sounds like this. When you move up, you do the same thing, alternating with the white note right next to whatever is in the middle. So F, C, F will alternate with the C, with B. So you get something like this. You know, it sounds really nice. Or you can do it higher. Okay. You can go back down. You can go down a bit more. And you can do the same thing with your left hand. So while your left hand just does C on the bass, you can power it up and actually do C and B on the bass. So C and then the upper B. And then do the same thing with your bass. Alternate B, A, B. So your right and your left hand could actually be alternating and then just moving that up and down the piano wherever your ear takes you. So this was just a quick informal, crazy tutorial. I hope this makes it clean and clear for you. If you have any other questions, post them. I'll get back on my cell phone and record it real quick. Take care.